This is KPLU Online. Thanks very much for listening.
Pianist John Bunch and the fabulous Pizzarelli Brothers. Brother John on guitar and Brother Martin on bass with their version of Lady Be Good. A swinging ending to this second set of music from the stage at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola at Jazz at Lincoln Center. I'll meet you back here next week for the third and final installment of music from the Piano Jazz 30th Anniversary Concert. For NPR and South Carolina ETV Radio, I'm Charles Osgood. Thanks for listening to this special, Piano Jazz.
The Piano Jazz producer is Sherry Hutchinson. Associate producer, David Lyon. Recording engineer, Duke Marcos. Assistant engineer, Jeff Rothman. Mastering engineer, David Mitchell. Audio assistant, Dale Anderson. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. Special thanks to Todd Barkin and the staff at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola at Jazz at Lincoln Center. If you wish to email us, our address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To find out more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program, visit our website at pianojazz.npr.org. There you'll find a link to our free weekly Piano Jazz preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Jazz Times Magazine. Since 1970, helping jazz fans get to know the music they love. Available on newsstands and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Keep it tuned. The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley is coming right up next.
Well, the shortened KPLU Fall Fun Drive is over. Already. And all of us at the station want to thank everyone who pledged and made this drive the success it was. Our thanks as well to all our food and beverage donors. To see a list of the companies who donated items for the drive, just go to our website, kplu.org. And thanks again.
Support for KPLU comes from
dozens of locally owned businesses who believe in the importance of public radio. You can access a list of locally owned businesses that support KPLU at our website, kplu.org. Just click on Business Partners, then Buy Local. Buy local and keep your dollars planted in the Northwest.
This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Good afternoon to all of you. I should mention the theme, Cottontail, played by Duke Ellington, 1940 for Victor Records. Kenny Clark, the great drummer, to start out, 1955 for Savoy. The name of the record is Bohemia After Dark. The name of the composition they're going to play for you is called Chasm, written by Julian Cannonball Adderley and his brother Nat. Kenny Clark, his band and his drumming, 1955 for Savoy, Chasm, written by Julian and Nat Adderley. Nat Adderley playing cornet, Donald Byrd trumpet, Cannonball Alto, Jerome Richardson on tenor saxophone, Horace Silver piano, Paul Chambers bass, and as I said, Clark on the drums, 1955. Two vocalists for you in a row, Gail Martin from 2009 and Hoshiel Thomas from 1946.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you sort it out, Alfie? Are we meant to take more than we give? Are we meant to be kind? And if only fools are kind, Alfie, then I guess it is wise to be cruel. And if life belongs only to the strong, Alfie, what will you lend on an old golden rule? Sure as I believe there's a heaven above, Alfie. I know there's something much more, something even now can believe in. I believe in love, Alfie. Without true love, we just exist, Alfie. Until you've found the love you've missed, you're when you walk, let your heart lead the way, and you'll find love any day. believe in love. Alfie, without true love, we just exist. Alfie, until you found the love you've missed. You're nothing, Alfie. When you walk, let your heart lead the way, and you'll find love any day. Alfie,
singers for you. The first from 2009, Gail Martin, for Jazz Palette Records. And she sang for you a big hit for Burt Bacharach and Hal David in 1966, Alfie. Larry Willis at the piano, Herman Burney, string bass, Eric Kennedy on the drums. For Riverside Records, Hoshiel Thomas. Her voice, her piano, Gambler's Blues, 1946 in San Francisco, with the fine cornet work there of Mutt Carey. Gail Martin, Hoshiel Thomas, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
The Executive MBA Program at the UW's Foster School of Business, offering a work-compatible program. Registration for an evening with EMBA, October 27th in Kirkland and October 28th in Seattle, at foster.washington.edu/EMBA.
Well, I gave you two vocalists. Let's have two piano players here for you. Duke Ellington, 1947 for Columbia, and Mary Lou Williams, 1946 for Disc Records. two pianists, Duke Ellington, to start things off on that set, 1947, with his orchestra and Columbia Records, and his composition, New York City Blues. The fine trumpet work was by Harold Shorty Baker, alto saxophonist Johnny Hodges, Duke Ellington, 1947. For Disc Records, 1946, Mary Lou Williams solo piano and Morgan Lewis composition, How High the Moon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
SF Jazz, a San Francisco nonprofit presenter of artistic and education programs devoted to America's art form. With marquee events such as the San Francisco Jazz Festival, Spring Season, and the SF Jazz Collective, tickets, events, CDs, and more are at sfjazz.org.
I'd like to take you to Paris next, in 1953, for Vogue Records. And what you're going to hear was also later on issued on an Inner City LP, if you're looking for it, if you like it. Don Byas, the great tenor saxophonist, his quartet, and Mary Lou Williams, who you just heard, is playing the piano. Buddy Banks, string bass, and Gerard Pochonnet playing the drums. We will hear a composition by Ms. Williams, O.W.
Thank you.
The Don Byas Quartet in Paris, 1953 for Vogue Records. Byas on tenor, Mary Lou Williams piano, Buddy Banks string bass, Gerard Pochonet playing the drums. O.W., written by Williams, and Moonglow, written by band leader Will Hudson. And so you get an idea of the lyric of Moonglow. Eddie Lange wrote the lyric. Will Hudson wrote the music. I'd like to bring you this.
It must have been Moonglow, way up in the blue. It must have been Moonglow that led me straight to you. I still hear you saying, dear one, hold me fast. And I started praying, oh, Lord, please let this last. We seem to float right through the air. Heavenly songs seem to come from everywhere. And now when there's Moonglow way up in the blue, I always remember that Moonglow gave me you. That led me straight to you. I still hear you saying, dear one, hold me fast. And I started praying, oh Lord, please let this last. We seem to float right through the air. Seem to come from everywhere. And now when there's Moonglow way up in the blue, I always remember that Moonglow brought me.
Billie Holiday and Moonglow, giving us a chance to hear Eddie DeLange's lyric to a Will Hudson composition. Charlie Shavers playing trumpet, Phil Phillips tenor saxophone, Oscar Peterson on piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Ray Brown bass, Alvin Stoller on the drums. Moonglow right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Antioch University of Seattle, welcoming and thanking their new Board of Trustees members. These 15 talented individuals will be tasked with creating deeper connections between Antioch and the local community. Antioch University Seattle, because the world needs you now.
By the way, thank you for all of you who contributed to this program last week in the fund drive and whatever the goal was, I can't remember now, but I made it and plus some. So thank you for those who called and those who pledged online. And a lot of people like the fact that we cut that schedule in half. Okay. Michael Cuscuna and Charlie Lorre started Mosaic Records in about the time I started here, 1982. And a few years ago, Charlie Lorre passed away. Michael Cuscuna continues with the tradition of outstanding musicological research in this art. And their new box set, number 244, is out. It's The Bluebird and Victor Sessions of Artie Shaw, the great band leader and clarinetist. So I thought I'd bring a four-tune set for you that occurred in Hollywood on the 23rd of January, 1941, for Victor Records, Artie Shaw's band. And all of these arrangements are by Lenny Hayton. We will hear Moonglow by Will Hudson, Alone Together by Arthur Schwartz, Dancing in the Dark by Arthur Schwartz, and I Cover the Waterfront by Johnny Green. Here's the new issue from Mosaic, The Bluebird and Victor Recordings of Artie Shaw. Artie Shaw, his clarinet, his orchestra. Victor Records, 1941, when the band was in Hollywood. All of those arranged for the band by Lenny Hayton, who at the time was lovingly thought of as Mr. Lena Horne. And fine arrangements and use of the strings. The only other band that was doing that was Tommy Dorsey. What did we hear? Moonglow, Will Hudson. Alone Together, Arthur Schwartz, Dancing in the Dark, Arthur Schwartz, and I Cover the Waterfront, Johnny Green. All of that, a little tiny bit out of the new Mosaic set, number 244, put together by Michael Kuskuna for a Mosaic. I said about the discographical research, it's also the packaging is amazing. And anything that they've done, I mean, it's a study, and so they give you all of the alternate takes when possible. And that's worth hearing. Find out why did they issue this one and not this one, that sort of thing. Artie Shaw, clarinetist. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. The lyricist for I Cover the Waterfront, written by Johnny Green, was Eddie Heyman, and I brought this so you can hear that.
Watching the sea, For the one I love must soon come back to me.
That was Jack Teagarden singing and playing his trombone for you. I Cover the Waterfront. The band actually led by Bud Freeman on tenor sax, Gene Schrader on piano, Leonard Gaskin bass, and George Wetling on drums behind Teagarden. Walter Bishop Jr. now to play the piano, 1961, with Jimmy Garrison string bass and J.T. Hogan on drums, and this is Miles Davis's Milestones. Wonderful. And Jimmy Garrison there on the bass, just walking it. That was Walter Bishop Jr., 1961. His trio for Jazz Time. It was also issued on a Muse LP later on, I believe. And Milestone by Miles Davis. Jimmy Garrison, string bass, G.T. Hogan on the drums, and wonderful brushwork. Walter Bishop Jr., Jimmy Garrison, G.T. Hogan, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Puget Sound Energy, reminding everyone that an emergency kit is essential for storm preparedness. Details are at PSE.com. Puget Sound Energy, the energy to do great things.
Now a wonderful combination of two people, a singer and an arranger, Frank Sinatra and Nelson Riddle. For some reason, this doesn't get played very often. Well, they don't get played very often anyway, but the fact of the matter is, of their output, this area in 1954 seems to be a dead space most of the time. Capitol Records, 1954, we will hear Get Happy, All of Me, Taking a Chance on Love, and Jeepers Creepers.
Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. That sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take you by the hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. And it's all so nice and peaceful when you get on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Forget your troubles, come on, be happy. Forget your troubles, come on, stay happy. Happy, stay happy. All of me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I get along without you? You took the part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me? All I'm just a mess without you. Take my lips, I want to lose them. Get a piece of these arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I ever make it without you? You know you got the part, used to be my heart. So why not? Why not take all of me? Here I go again. I hear those trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, taking a chance, love. I thought that cars were a frame-up, I never would try. Now I'm taking that game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. Here I slip again, about to take that trip again. I got that grip again, taking a chance on love. Now I prove again that I can make life move again. I'm in the groove again, taking a chance on love. I walk around with a horseshoe, in clover I lie. And brother rabbit, of course you better kiss your foot goodbye. On that ball again, I'm riding for a fall again. I'm gonna give my all again, taking a chance on love. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd they get so lit up? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd they get that size? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me, got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where'd you get those eyes? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me, I've got to put
the cheaters on. Jeebers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where did you get those eyes? How did they get that size? Where did you get those eyes?
Wonderful combination. Frank Sinatra and Nelson Riddle. And 1954, Capitol Records. Some of the work in there. In the discographies, they usually didn't say it was Nelson Riddle's orchestra, but it was studio guys that got together to play. Harry Edison, I know, is what took the trumpet solo, and Ray Sims, trombone solo in there. What'd they do? Get Happy, written in 1930 by Harold Arlen. Lyric by Ted Kohler. All of Me, 1931, Gerald Marx and Seymour Simon. Taking a Chance on Love, 1940, Vernon Duke. Lyric by Ted Fetter and Jean Latouche. Jeepers Creepers, 1938, Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer. All that for Capitol Records. Walter Thomas, his tenor and his Jump Cats for Joe Davis Records, 1944.
Thank you.
Let's see, we had two in that set. Walter Thomas, his tenor saxophone, and his Jump Cats for Joe Davis Records, 1944, one he wrote called Every Man for Himself. Jonah Jones playing trumpet, Hilton Jefferson alto, Thomas on tenor, Coleman Hawkins taking the full chorus on tenor, Eddie Bearfield, tenor saxophone, Clyde Hart piano, Milt Hinton bass, Cozy Cole on the drums, then Ben Webster Quartet, 1944 for Session Records. Harry Barris's 1931 hit, I Surrender, Dear. Webster playing tenor, Marlo Morris piano, John Simmons bass, and Sidney Catlett on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
dozens of locally owned businesses who believe in the importance of public radio. You can access a list of locally owned businesses that support KPLU at our website, kplu.org. Just click on Business Partners, then Buy Local. Buy local and keep your dollars planted in the Northwest.
Thank you. kept my notebook hanging upside your wall. Now you know by bad beef I need my azure call.
Sleepy John Estes playing the guitar and singing for you, 1929 in Memphis. For Victor Records, The Girl I Love, She Got Long Curly Hair. On mandolin, Hank Rachel. Here's Otis Spann.
Came up the hard way. I just about raised myself. You know, I came up the hard way. I just about raised myself. I've been in and out of trouble, but I've never begged no one for help. I don't speak educated because peoples I have not known. Yes, I don't speak educated. Cause my people that I have none. But I am done just about good as people's. People who have some. They said 26 letters in the alphabet. People said I can't even spell my name. This says 26 letters in the alphabet. People said I can't even spell my name. But you know I can go along so smoothly. Me, yes, the same. him no mind. Cause every numb in the alphabet look the same. Baby, I don't have a rest of no mind.
Span there on the singing and the piano, his friend Robert Lockwood Jr. playing guitar, and a couple of them, A Hard Way, and Must Have Been the Devil, Candid Records, 1960. Duke Ellington and his orchestra, usually, once in a while, smaller ensembles. This is a rare one. Duke Ellington Septet, Hollywood, 1960. Ellington on piano, Ray Nance trumpet, Lawrence Brown trombone, Johnny Hodges alto saxophone, Harry Carney playing the baritone saxophone, Aaron Bell bass, and Sammy Woodyard on the drums.
too soon we had to part. The moment you had touched my heart, and with you went my dream. All too soon. All too sweet was our affair, and you put all the sweetness there. What a shame that it's gone. All too soon. I knew the strange delights that only you and love could bring, but as I reached the the bottom fell from everything. You should know as well as I, our love deserves another try. For you whispered goodbye all too soon.
Set started with the Duke Ellington Septet, Hollywood 1960 for Columbia Records, Ray Nance trumpet, Lawrence Brown's trombone, Johnny Hodges alto saxophone, Harry Carney baritone saxophone, Ellington piano, Aaron Bell bass, and Sammy Woodyard on the drums. They did Everything But You, written by Duke Ellington and trumpet star Harry James, Black Beauty, written by Ellington, dedicated to the great entertainer Florence Mills, and All Too Soon, Ellington composition with lyric by Carl Sigman. And so we might hear Mr. Sigman's lyric Ella Fitzgerald and Joe Pass presented it for you. Then in Los Angeles, 1976 for Pablo Records and their version of All Too Soon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Lutheran University. PLU has created Project Access to help students realize their dreams of a college education. With a goal of $1 million, PLU welcomes contributions from community members at plu.edu/projectaccess. PLU, challenge, support, success.
One of the early on brilliant bands in this art was the band led by tenor saxophonist, arranger, and composer Isom Jones. Certainly an influence on Ellington and others to follow in the way that he was able to put together such beauty in just the amount of time of one side of a 78 record, a 10-inch 78 record, which amounts to about 3 minutes. For Brunswick Records, this is one that he wrote called You Got 'Em. The band was in Chicago. The piano work will be by the pianist in the band, Roy Bargee. And it's interesting to note what he does. He takes a little motif and builds it up beautifully. Here's Isom Jones. Isom Jones, his tenor, his band, 1925, and his composition, You've Got 'Em. And Roy Bargee playing the piano solo in there. And that build-up was just incredible. And it was almost as if the illusion that the band increases the membership as it goes along. The rage of in that time, 1925, was the dance, the Charleston. And it came from the composition by pianist James P. Johnson. Here's Isom Jones' version. They call it the original Charleston. The banjo work is by Joe Miller. ¶¶ I said, Jones and his arrangement of James B. Johnson's The Charleston, banjo work by Joe Miller and Al Malling on clarinet, and Bargy again, nice piano solo there. Ending this set of Isom Jones, I want to lead into another version of Sweet Man. Jones arranged this and kept, because of the popularity of the Charleston figure, bum, 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 bum. He keeps that rhythm in this composition, Sweet Man, by Maceo Pinkard, with lyric by Roy Turk. And I'll lead into Ethel Waters singing it so we can hear Mr. Turk's lyric. Same year, 1925. Isom Jones, Ethel Waters, Sweet Man.
Sweet man, my sweetest sweet man, the stepping is feet man, and that isn't all. Dancing, I claim, is just one of my charms. When I'm in his arms, I yell like, well, I've more to tell about sweet man. That pleasure to meet man, my candy receipt man, he taught me to smile. One kiss from his red lips, send my conscience off on trips. My sweet man is driving me wild. Now, sweet man, my heaven complete man, my couldn't be beat man, you haven't half heard. He's true as I could expect him to be. He sees only me. It's true, I know, because he told me so, sweet man. So tidy and neat, man. My hotter than the heat, man. With oceans of style. He works so doggone fast. I'm like a woman with a past. My sweet man is driving me wild.
Sweet Man, written by Maceo Pinkard, lyric by Roy Turk. First up, and both of these in 1925, first up for Brunswick, Isom Jones' arrangement of it. And then Ethel Waters and her singing, both the verse and the chorus, and some nice piano work in there by Lester Armstead. Miss Waters for Columbia Records, 1925. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Antioch University of Seattle, welcoming and thanking their new Board of Trustees members. These 15 talented individuals will be tasked with creating deeper connections between Antioch and the local community. Antioch University, Seattle, because the world needs you now. The
Thank you.
Sims Quintet, 1956 for Seco Records. Zoot Sims tenor, Bob Brookmeyer valve trombone, John Williams piano, Milt Hinton bass, Gus Johnson on the drums. Them Their Eyes, written by Maceo Pinkard in 1930. And Ghost of a Chance by Victor Young. Lyric by Ned Washington. So you might hear the lyric of Ghost of a Chance, Mr. Washington's words. This is a tape, I can't remember where I got it. It's of The Tonight Show when the host was Steve Allen, 1956, I believe. Ghost of a Chance, and the vocalist is Billie Holiday.
So madly, give a chance with you. If you'd surrender just for a tender kiss or two,
performing on The Tonight Show, Steve Allen's show, 1956, and Ghost of a Chance, lyric by Ned Washington and music by Victor Young. I'm not sure who's in the band. I could probably do some research to find that out. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
SF Jazz, a San Francisco nonprofit presenter of artistic and education programs devoted to America's art form. With marquee events such as the San Francisco Jazz Festival, Spring Season, and the SF Jazz Collective, tickets, events, CDs, and more are at sfjazz.org.
All right, I'd like to continue now with Barry Harris, pianist. Solo piano here for Xanadu Records, done in 1989. We will hear Cole Porter's 1935 classic, Just One of Those Things, and Thelonious Monk's Panonica, and the first official first name of one of his close friends and benefactors, Nika de Konisvater. Matter of fact, there's a wonderful new book, big one, 588 pages, by Robin D. G. Kelly on Thelonious Monk. Nevertheless, Barry Harris, 1989, Just One of Those Things by Cole Porter, and Panonica by Thelonious Monk.
Thank you.
solo pianist Barry Harris, 1989 for Xanadu Records, Just One of Those Things by Cole Porter, and Panonica by Thelonious Monk. This is 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the City of Everett, offering tours of available workspaces for artists, Saturday, October 24th. Sites include industrial spaces, warehouses, storefronts and lofts in historic buildings with marina views, all available with artists' needs in mind. Information at enjoyeverett.org.
And here is Panonica, performed by the composer Thelonious Monk in 1956 for Riverside Records. Ernie Henry plays the alto, Sonny Rollins, tenor saxophone, Monk piano, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Max Roach on the drums. Thelonious Monk and his composition, Panonica, 1956 for Riverside Records, Ernie Henry alto, Sonny Rollins tenor, Monk celeste and piano, Oscar Pettiford bass, Max Roach on the drums. Bobby Troup wrote a beauty called The Meaning of the Blues in 1978. Gil Evans and his orchestra for Inner City did his version of it, and the feature soloist, tenor saxophonist George Adams. Thank you. Gil Evans and his orchestra, 1978 for Inner City, and his arrangement of Bobby Troup's The Meaning of the Blues, his arrangement for his orchestra, and for tenor saxophone soloist George Adams. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.